What's your name?
Glim.
Glim? And you're from New Zealand?
Auckland, New Zealand.
Great. Welcome to, where are we? We're in Austin. I'm asking people about music and how they have their music collections and things like that. I assume you own music?
Yep, sure do. Got a couple hundred records, going back to my granddad's and my dad's and my own.
All right, great.
A couple hundred CDs.
That was my first question is, how did you acquire the first pieces of your music collection?
First piece of music I bought was on vinyl was Street Music Volume 1.
It was which music? What was
Street Music Volume 1.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Is that like a hip-hop record?
Yeah, like in the 1981.
And then so you collected vinyl for a while?
Or? Yep, that was all that was available, really, apart from tapes. And then, CDs, and just digitized that. I haven't bought anything online yet.
And you've never bought anything online?
No, the quality's, no. Quality's better on CD.
So you only listen to CDs, or how do you listen to music?
CDs and through the iPod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the music that you listen to on your iPod, how did you acquire that?
From CD mostly.
So you just ripped it into iTunes?
Yep.
Okay. So, and so you manage your music collection, your digital music collection, just using iTunes?
Just iTunes, yeah. It's a bit of a hassle actually because my wife and I have got shared Macs, but there's no easy way to share a music collection really.
Right. So, so you've never purchased music online?
No, not one song actually.
And what about sharing music? Like, has anyone, do you ever share music, either P2P, or has anyone ever brought a flash drive with some MP3s on it?
Yeah, shared a bit of music, but not like, not massively. I think Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash was the first thing I downloaded through Napster. Which made me become a huge Johnny Cash fan. But.
Oh, great. And you've subsequently purchased Johnny
Heaps, yeah. Several box sets, individual CDs, you know.
Do you kind of have an ethical code about sharing music or downloading music?
Reasonably, yeah.
Where do you draw the line about music that you'll own?
Probably the music that I like I'll buy. Compilations I might rip off somebody else, but generally individual artist stuff I'll buy.
And when you say rip off from someone else, you mean like someone else has a CD you might be interested in,
mainly dance collections and stuff, you know, house and electronic stuff.
And is it, do you have any ethical qualms about it, or?
Yeah, to a point. I was probably like probably 80% ethical, because 80% of the stuff I've got is owned, probably 20% is ripped off of other people.
Interesting.
I try to stay reasonably ethical.
So the fact that that 80% of your collection you've purchased, that's a comfort zone for you.
That is. I wouldn't wholesale have, you know, all of my music.
Ripped. Now what about now? So you got the Johnny Cash track and you became a fan and bought some of his records. What if, you know, I had a great rare unreleased Johnny Cash record, something or other? Would you have any problem owning that, or at which point where would you feel like you had to buy it?
Well, especially if it was unreleased, you couldn't get it, so yeah, you would download it.
Yeah, so that would be okay. What about if it was released, but it was like extremely pricey, a price you wouldn't pay for? It's like $100 for this group of 12 songs.
Yeah, that would make me start to think. That would probably make me rip it.
But then at that point, so you'd be comfortable like ripping it and owning it sort of without having paid for it?
Probably, yeah. There probably is a cost thing involved.
Yeah?
Yeah. To a point. I mean, I do spend a lot of money on other stuff, but it's kind of borderline at $100 for 12 songs.
Okay, cool. And do you remember what the first... you did. You told me. The Street Tracks? What was it called?
Street Music Volume 1. It had like... like Herbie Hancock's
Rocket
and a few other tracks. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that was back in the day when we had baggy pants and breakdanced on like cardboard and stuff.
Yeah, nice. All right, well, thanks for your time.
Cool, thanks. So you're from Balcombe?
Yeah.